He was right. Take me a minute. I had one for Linda this morning, but it took a while to get that one, so I'll wait till next time. It was a simple one, Linda. It says, pay your tithes if you love Jesus. Anyone can honk. You know, today, it is going to, just listening and taking up little bits and pieces from what we've been hearing and what's been happening in my life all during the week. And, you know, we all go through some difficulties, and we don't understand how easy it is to get discouraged and think that, why am I having all these problems? But Jesus, being a person of faith, doesn't exempt us from difficulties. In the book of Matthew 5 and 45, it says, it rains on the just and the unjust. No matter how good a person you are, no matter how much you honor God, you're going to have some rain. Have you ever paid attention to you have a neighbor or something down the street, and you know God has no place or no part in his life, and they always seem to be blessed in everything that they do. They on Sundays, and we come to church, and they're going to, especially if it's summer, they're going on vacation, or either they're going to the Disney World, or they're going fishing, and always, and they seem to be having such a good time. They seem to be blessed in everything that they do. But you know, God, he had an answer for that. In Luke 6:48, it says, a wise man built his house upon the rock. He honored God. Another man built his house upon the sand. He didn't honor God. And when the winds blew and the rains came down, it beat upon the houses. And notice that the storm fell, and both people fell on the just and the unjust. It rained, it stormed on both of their houses. If that were the end of the story, it would end it right there. And you would think you would think so many things. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what difference, whether you honor God or not. You say that the same thing happens to me that happens to everybody else. But see, you built your house on the rock. I got this storm. I got this medical report, this bad medical report. Having problems with my children, got fired from a job, but what I want you to know that it is not the end of the story. If you make judgment too soon, it may seem like it doesn't make a difference. Jesus went on to tell that the man who built his house upon the rock, when the storm was over, his house was still standing. A man who built on the sand, his house was washed away. The difference is that when you honor God, the storms may come, but you have a promise that others don't have. When it all is said and done, which is the title of my message, you will be still standing. You know, in bad or difficult times come over, you have to remind yourself that this is not the end. My house is built upon the rock. The enemy doesn't have the final say-so. God does. And he says that when it's all over, I will still be standing. You may get knocked down, but you won't get knocked out. You may suffer a setback or have to go through some things, but don't get discouraged. Don't get bitter. In life, in this life, like my brother always says, rain gonna fall on all of us. Life does that to us. The promise that God gives us, if you will just stay in faith, when the smoke clears, when the dust settles, you will not be you will not be the victim, you will be the victor. In other words, you will still be standing. We all can look back on things that should have defeated us. If you think back on your own life, you may have gone through a divorce that was a bad, you may have some bad breaks that had given you a nervous breakdown, that could have given you a nervous breakdown. But look at you today. If you suffered any of those things today, I'm looking over, God says you are still standing. And you're not standing, and you're standing strong. You're standing whole, you're standing restored. We talked about that addiction in Bible study last week. We talked about a lot of things. But one of them that struck my attention was an addiction. That partying lifestyle should have killed you. But because somebody prayed for you, you're still standing. Clean, sober, free, a picture of health. That sickness should have been the end, based on a medical report that says you are done. But God says, I have another report. It is not over. You are still standing. Or maybe there's a loss of a loved one. Didn't think that it would go so soon. Or thought that have seen your best days. You know, it's funny how you get a report of a loved one or something, and they were automatically, the doctor said, well, there's nothing else we can do. And they would put an end on it just like that. And say, well, you'll see in your best days. You can go out, do whatever you want, just enjoy life because you don't have long. But God breathed new life into you, brought you out of the pit, and put a new song in our hearts. And here you are today. You're still standing. When you go through some things, you see the goodness of God. It was Him who lifted you. It was Him who healed you. That promotion, it was He who promoted you. When you have this history with God, remembering what He has already done, you'll never get discouraged when difficulties come. I said, when you have a history of God doing this for you, you will never get discouraged when difficulties come. You don't fall apart because of disappointment. You don't get upset because people are talking about you, because you know that God brought you through in the past and He is going to bring you through in the future. You know, I was thinking about this, and I think about things that happened, and I can look back. I know y'all have been through some things. I can stay here all day long telling you what God has done when I look back on my past. And it's like my grandmother used to tell me when I used to go to her, and he said, and ask about some things that happened in the past, she'd look at me and start smiling, how far you want to go? You know, I remember even in times of graduating, got in a car, another friend had his car, it was a 59 Oldsmobile, tires slicker than glass, going down Williamsburg, in Williamsburg, it's Richmond Road, 120 miles per hour, on those air balloon tires. And I was thinking, after we finally came down, I slowed down, came to a stop. You know, I said, God, you are good. Even then, I had sense enough to know better. But I had a God that looked out for me. One blowout could have been the end. Then I move on and advance a little bit further. Went to Vietnam. I was over there for 15 and a half months in country. And I thought about the many times that my life should have been gone, doing several attacks. But you know, God was there. He looked out for me. I remember getting on the airplane, even going to Oakland, California, to take off from there to go to Nam. I says, Lord, I want to come back here. I will come back here the same way with all my parts that I'm leaving here with. And when I landed from California back to Richmond, I got off the plane. That was the first thing I remembered. But I made another promise. I said, Lord, if I come back, I'm going to give your name the glory and the praise, and I'm going to kiss the sidewalk. And that's what I did. God is good. So how far you want to come up? Well, y'all know the problems I had walking around. All of a sudden, had pain in this paralysis of pain they didn't figure it out in this left leg, left hip. I heard doctors, they couldn't find it, done all kinds of x-rays and things. They couldn't find anything wrong. So I heard the two doctors talking, said, I think he's going to be wheelchair bound. I heard this. But I said, nothing doing. So since he gave me back and gave me an upper derrel and try some other things. She said, well, Mr. Martin, we can only give you as many as three of these. I said, Doc, I'll tell you something. When you pull that needle out of my back this time, you're not going back in there with another needle. And a little while after that, God gave, I know I was sharing with my wife during that time, I would crawl outside to pray and crawl back in the house. I went out there one night. The moon was nice and pretty and blue, just coming up over the horizon. And when I finished praying, I didn't think I'd been out that long. I finished praying. The moon, I looked up at the sky. The moon was going behind the trees and just as gold as it could be. It was about to set. The sun was about to come up. And I crawled in there. When I crawled in, I couldn't wait to crawl in there and crawl in the hall and told Linda, said, the Lord says 8 more days. And it was exactly 8 days. But that 8 days, getting to that 8th day, it was an experience. That's all I can say. But on that 8th day, it was on another Sunday, God did it. I'm saying that I'm here today, and I can truly tell you I'm still standing. And just think back on the little times that you could have been out of here. You know, I was thinking about Linda. That's why I said whenever we leave, either I walk out to the car, and I used to kiss her, but she don't do that no more because she's so fast to get to where she want to go. And when my son leaves to work, I stay at the door. When he go back, he toot his horn, I wave at him. Because you just never know if that's going to be the last time. But thank God they're here and they're still standing. He just said, think back and remember how God made a way out of no way. Remember how you opened that door that you thought was closed. Remember how you thought your life was over, and you when you lost your mate. You know, we lose people, we lose mates, and depression set in. The one that you thought you could depend on, or you were was going to be there the rest of your life, is no longer there. It does something to you, especially if you had a real close relationship. But I thank God, if that ever happened, I see you here, you're still standing. But when you had that accident that could have taken your life, that testimony, she is still standing. Remember when your finances were at rock bottom, when money was as scarce as hen teeth, you didn't lose a thing. Remember when that doctor gave you a bad report and you were healed in Jesus' name. If he did it for you once, he can do it again. Your house is built upon the rock, and you have this promise that whatever comes your way, when the storm is over, when the trouble has passed, one thing you can count on, that Jesus is, and you will be still standing. See, you have to understand, life here in these latter days, life comes at you. We need this word to resonate in our heart. God brought you some serious things. So when this thing is serious happen, you know God's going to bring you through. He said he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. We have this DNA of Almighty God. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of us. You may get knocked down, but you're not going to stay down. There is something on the inside of you that gives you that power to get back up again. You know, I could think of times when I shouldn't be thinking about these things. Even when I was young, and I watched after my father passed, I see the mailman bring stuff in, and I see my mother go to the box, and I see the disappointment and the disgust, and just the I just see her get torn apart. And she go back in, and the phone would ring sometime, and she would be talking to bill collectors, and things just fell apart. And you know, I think of all those things, and I look at her today, and you know, my mama's still standing. Still standing. He did it for you once, he can do it again. Our house, your house, is built upon solid rock. And you have a promise that whatever comes your way, when the storm is over, when the trouble has passed, one thing you can count on, that one thing is, you will be still standing. During the great storm, if I were to give you a choice of a tree that you think would make it through the storm, I would give you, I said, which would you rather pick? This big, strong, tall oak tree where the roots are growing deep and the branches are spread wide. Or a tall pine tree that's slender. Or a palm tree. Or an elm tree. Or a magnolia tree. The winds are blowing approximately 100 miles an hour. And not any of those trees can withstand those hurricane force winds, with the exception of one. And if you just hearing those names of trees, and if you chose the palm tree, you'd be exactly right. God so designed a palm tree to withstand storms. Not like most other trees, palm trees are able to bend down so they don't break. There is one certain kind of palm that can bend all the way down to the ground, almost touching the ground, and during a hurricane, those winds, you ever notice in Florida, when the hurricanes come, very seldom, you don't see many palm trees on the ground. You may see all those other types of trees, but palm trees, no, because they can withstand the storm. You know, during a hurricane, those winds may blow for a few hours at a time. Look, and it looks like it's all over for the palm tree. And all other trees have been uprooted, lifted up, blown down, but the palm tree, it looks like it's done. When the wind starts blowing against it for hours and all bent down, when the winds finally die down and stop blowing, the palm tree will stand right back up. Now, why is that? Because God has put spring back in the palm tree. It may be pushed over. It's only temporary. In a matter of time, it will spring right back up. In Psalms 92:12 says that the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. It could be read, a righteous man will flourish like a big strong oak with wide branches and deep roots. It could have read that we will flourish like the great redwood that's in California, so tall and impressive, looking high, looking over all the city for miles. But the reason God said that we will flourish like a palm is because God knew that we will be faced with difficulties. He knew that we would go through things of life would just to push us down and to try to push us and keep us down and keep us from being what God has ordained us to be. So God says, I will make you like a palm tree. He is going to put bounce back and spring back on the inside of us. You may go through a season where the storm is rising and the winds are blowing, a season where nothing seems to be going right, a season of disappointments, of loss, of illness. Don't get discouraged because it's only temporary. At some point, those winds will stop blowing, and that spring back that God has placed will cause you to stand right back up. No, stand back up to where you were before. Because your house is built upon the rock, you may be a little bent over now for going through some stuff. You may be going through some things, but when the storm passes, you're going to stand right back up to where you were before. And another thing about that palm tree, you know, you had some, when a palm tree is bent over because of hurricanes, and you would think that it would damage a palm tree, but many times that many storms have gone through and how often they are bent down, you would think it'll make them weaker. But it's because the opposite. It's really those people who had done studies on trees and nature says that when the palm tree is being pushed and stretched by the wind, by the strong wind, it is strengthening its root system and giving it opportunities for new growth. So after the storm, when the palm tree stands back up, it is actually stronger than it was before. God has a way of making the enemy pay for all the trouble he has caused you. What he meant for your harm, God used it for your good. So that when when it's all said and done, and the only thing that will be standing will be you. But when you stand this time, you'll be stronger than you were before. You know, my mom, for 8 months ago, the doctor had given her about a week or so to live. Although it wasn't easy, she refused to complain. You know, well, y'all know, I'd call her every day at 2 o'clock for the last couple of years or so. And the reason I chose 2 o'clock, because back then when I first started calling her, and it's before 2 o'clock, she'd get upset. Why? Because her stories don't go off till 2 o'clock. So I started calling her every day, out of habit now. I said, then it's 2 o'clock. What am I doing? I said, 2 o'clock, let me call Mom. And she don't even watch the stirs much anymore. So I watch her. And I called her. And I talked to her before she had a doctor's appointment on Thursday. And I talked to her. No, Linda said, you talk to your mom? I says, no. Nah. I think she called me later on because she was at a doctor's appointment. I said, Mom, how you doing? Well, she said that, well, I got the understanding from my brother that the doctor, you know, calls her his miracle mama. Because 8 months ago, 8 months, 7 months and 3 weeks ago, he had counted her out. But I tell you, my mama's still here. She's still eating. The only thing that they did, they added to her prescription. She had to go back taking her sugar pills. See, they put her off all those pills in the beginning because they thought they was teaching her to eat what you want, enjoy life, enjoy yourself. Because he thought she was going to be out of here in just a matter of a few days. But no, God says no. I called her. They put her back on the sugar pills because she was losing too much weight. And they thought that was the cause of it. So I talked to her. She says, I'm doing fine. And I said, well, you know, the way you're talking, you'll be driving pretty soon, which, because she liked to go to a little drugstore right down the street, not far. But she said, I don't know if I'm going that far or not, but I'm doing fine. I said, that's good, Mom. And then, see, when I hung up, and they let me know, and talking to her on the phone, I said, I know she's still standing. You know, God is good. He always called, I just remember he said, that's his little miracle mama. And she is sure as a testimony to me because I said, I know she'd be feeling bad sometimes. I know she'd be hurting sometimes because she had a knee replacement. All these other things have been going on. She said, I'm not complaining. I'm doing fine. Mm-hmm. Mama's still standing. I don't care what the report says. God made your body. If it is not your time to go, God will stand you up again, stronger than you were before. God has the final word. In Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He said again in Psalms 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. He said again in Proverbs 24:16, a good man may fall down 7 times, but God will raise him up again. Now you have to get in agreement with God. Don't have a weak, defeated mentality saying, well, why did this happen to me? I just don't understand it. Well, it happened because you are alive. It rains on everyone. But the good news is because you are the righteous, you have something in you that the unrighteous don't have. Just like that palm tree, there is a spring back, a bounce back in your spirit. No matter how hard those winds blow, they cannot defeat you. If you just stay in faith, you will be able to say, I am still standing. It had me for a little while, but I came right back up. You know, standing strong. Like Isaiah said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises up a barrier. That means that all that stuff that is coming up against you, it gets God's attention. He doesn't just sit back and just let it happen. God goes to work. Like David. And I mentioned the story before, but it's a good example. David suffered a major setback when him and his men, about 600 of him, went out to protect the borders of Israel. There were some things right then fulfilling. There were things that he had to fulfill for God. But, you know, this was just a setback. The bandits came in and attacked the city of Zelek, burning down their houses, stole their possessions, kidnapped their wives, their children. When he and the 600 men returned home, they saw smoke rising up from a distance, realizing that their home and city had been destroyed. The scripture says they wept, and they could not weep. There was so much that they couldn't weep anymore. It was the worst day of their lives. It looked like it was all over. It looked like they were done. It would have stayed that way if it hadn't been for David. He did something that we all must do. If we are going to spring back, instead of staying then in the ashes, soaking with our hands and our head between our legs, crying, focusing on how bad life has treated us, focusing on how bad things are, a warrior spirit rise up in him like it do us. You know, you've been down sometimes. I don't know you recognize it in yourself. You had situations where you've been down sometime. You said, no, this is not going to happen. And something on the inside of you just rose up, and you became and said, I'm going to fight this thing again. And that's the idea that David had. You know, he said, they're not going to defeat us. So what did he do? He said, oh, you boys, I tell you what, y'all stop that crying, get your weapons together. We're going back, and we're going to fight this enemy. See, his house is built on a rock. I have the promise that when it's all over, he said, we will still be standing. Amen. David started encouraging himself, reminding him who he was. Who was he? He was the King of Kings. He was the righteous. He was the righteous. He was a man of God. He told his men to get up, dry tears, and get their equipment. We are going to get everything that belongs to us. They did just that. And when it had all, the battle was over, they attacked, they defeated the enemy, and got all of their possessions back. The scripture says that they recovered all that had been taken from them. David's greatest defeat turned out to be one of the greatest victories he ever had. Like David, we are the righteous. Our house is built upon a rock. And when the winds blow, it may bend you down a little bit, just like that palm tree. But we will spring back even stronger than before. When it's all said and done, we can stand strong and look and our hands outstretched to heaven says, God, I thank you because I'm still standing. All this stuff that we are going through, saints, we can't let stuff, this life is going to come at you. I don't care how good you are, how long you've been in the church, how long you know God, you know, it's going to rain on the just as well as the unjust. Things are going to come. It may two or three more. Look at Miss Lida. Think about her a lot and how the situation on the job. You know, things are going to happen, but she didn't quit. She hung in there. Linda did the same thing. She hung in there. Managers, supervisors giving her a fit. She hung in there, and God removed them. She came out still standing. There's so many things that can come against us, but God just wants you to say, he said, I got your back. I made you the way that I made you because if you have me, if I live in you and you live in me, the greater one who lives on the inside us than he who lives is in the world, within the world. You got spring back in you. If you call God your personal Savior and you said, I accepted him as my Savior, I believe and have faith, you got spring back. But it may be somebody here that doesn't have God as their personal Savior. And if you don't, this is a perfect opportunity to make Jesus resident in your home, in your temple. Open the doors and let him in. Don't let him just stay outside and just keep knocking. Open your hearts and let him in. If you're like that, this is your opportunity to come and accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Then on the other hand, sometimes we have been, I guess, like I once was one time. You know, you start going to church and everything. You know, you're young. You get bored so fast. You know, and you start looking at your friends and you're seeing that they still having a good time and hanging out, doing and saying everything they want to do. And so you looked over at the fence and see how much fun they were having and said, well, let me try that. So I said, God, I'm not going too far. I'm just going to step across this fence for a little while. Then once you get out there, you found out that things just wasn't what they appeared to be. And all you had to do is say, Jesus, I'm coming back home like the prodigal son. But not like the prodigal son. The prodigal son said he started walking home and his father saw him from afar off and ran out to meet him. God didn't do that for us. For us to come back home, all we have to do is take one step. 180-degree step back, and his arms are right there to grab us and to hold us and to love us and receive us back into the family. If you're like that today, this is a perfect opportunity. Or if you're having problems with anything, you need prayer for anything, this is the time to come up and receive prayer. You know, we still say we are a one-stop shop. I don't know where all the, you know, like I guess on certain days, just like 7-Eleven, used to be open 24/7. And you get at certain times, you don't see many people. But you get at certain times when they need something, you hear at certain times that it's crowded. This is one of those times. You don't see many people. I know they're out there, but that's just the way life is. And we just have to lift them up in prayer. And matter of fact, if you're sitting beside an empty seat, or you're behind an empty seat, let's put your hand on that seat. Father, right now, just thank you, Lord.